You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
First thing in the morning, as soon as you wake up, the to-do list starts.
Does the car need gas? Hopefully those leftovers are still good.
Why did I get CC'd on?
Call mom?
No.
You can't escape the to-do list, but you can make the most of your me time with a relaxing shower using Method hair care products. Try Pure Peace Volumizing, Simply Nourish Moisturizing, or Daily Zen Shampoo and Conditioner for daily use. All formulated with long-lasting fragrances and are safe for color-treated hair. Reconnect with the best version of yourself. Visit methodproducts.com to unleash your inner shower.
The cut.
Hey, my name is Noor Bouzidi. I'm a new producer on The Cut podcast. You're going to be hearing more of me soon. But today I'm actually here to tell you about a different project. I've been working on it for months, and it's finally out this week. Basically, it all starts with a sex tape.
Fuck, you feel amazing.
That sex tape. The Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee tape from the 90s. It pretty much created the whole leaked tape legacy. This is a story of sex, celebrity, and violation. But it's also a story about how a fear of overexposure went from being a problem for only the mega famous to a shadow that chases everyone on the internet today.
Oh, I love you. Oh my God.
So we're going to play for you an episode right now. It's episode one of a series called Tabloid, Season 2, The Pam and Tommy Sex Tape. Here's host Lux Alptrom. Enjoy.
That's just a little taste of me making a bounce tonight.
If you ask someone about the Kim Kardashian sex tape or any celebrity sex tape, you usually get one of two answers. One, she leaked it herself.
Ray, are you filming?
Or two, she probably leaked it herself, right? I mean, she used to be Paris Hilton's closet organizer, and now she's the most famous woman in the world. Come on.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the right lighting. Directed by Ray J.
That's how the story goes with these tapes. The celebrities in question film themselves having sex. Then the tape, somehow, accidentally, gets onto the internet.
Would you be where you are had there not been a sex tape?
Sex tape as PR stunt. That's the perception, anyway. It's a lowbrow way to get more famous.
You know there are people who say that you put it out yourself. You know that.
Yeah. And, you know, I think why would anyone put that humiliation on their family like that?
The videos are grainy. The sex is predictable and boring.
I'm getting ready.
Yeah, I got it set up. I'll be back in a minute.
Can I see?
Hop.
Oh, not getting low battery.
But it works. People watch them, talk about them, write about them. I mean, I did. I wrote about sex, porn, and feminism for over a decade. I actually ran a whole website reporting on the porn industry. I felt like I had to cover celebrity sex tapes, even though I thought, what everybody thought, that all these videos were pretty much a sham. Because, see, in porn, there's a lot of red tape. There's strict rules about copyright and permission. The way I saw it was, if your sex tape was being sold online, somebody definitely signed off on it. But there was one celebrity sex tape that I'd always heard about, but never watched. It was kind of before my time.
Tommy and I, we used to just film each other naked all the time, and someone took like 10 tapes and spliced it together, and it was, I've never even seen it.
Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee's sex tape. It hit video store shelves in 1998, when I was 15 years old. Pamela was a Playboy model slash Baywatch star, and Tommy was the volatile drummer of Motley Crue. They were the larger-than-life, notorious, sexy celebrity couple. They were famous, but their relationship was mega famous. And when their tape came out, the fame multiplied, because everyone saw it. These days, we might say it went viral.
Actually, here it's kind of boring because it's two people in love. It's not like a manufactured thing. And I know that other people kind of followed suit.
It was the sex tape that started them all. I'm Lex Alptrom. From Luminary and New York Magazine, this is Tabloid. Every season, we re-examine a story that was tabloid fodder. This time around, we're taking on Pam and Tommy's sex tape. What I said about every sex tape being a PR stunt, I was wrong. Pam and Tommy's sex tape, the first big celebrity sex tape, it wasn't leaked on purpose. It was stolen. It was an actual violation. When it happened, Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee were instantly exposed. And now, nearly 25 years later, we live in a world where that can happen to any of us at any moment.
It's fun to do bad things.
I like turtles.
I still love you.
Look at all those chickens.
Someone can screenshot your face or a clip of you doing something stupid with your friends.
These nuts. Got it.
Or a hasty tweet you wrote.
It literally made no sense.
Something you thought was no big deal.
There's no way that this little thing is gonna get any sort of attention.
And you wake up the next day, and it's everywhere.
I started seeing my face on, like, climate change posters in New Zealand.
Replicated a million times.
And it has so many f***ing retweets, like 200,000 retweets. I'm like, oh, yes.
Torn apart by a million strangers.
But everyone was making fun of me.
And now that's your life. And you end up in a BuzzFeed video explaining how you accidentally became a meme.
I didn't hear the end of it for like 2 years after.
Well, how do I tell my boss what's going on?
Hey, this sucks, but you're gonna be famous.
In an instant, you can lose control of your own story. We all can. Episode 1, The Lovers. In the 90s, Pamela Anderson was basically a stand-in for sex itself. She'd gone from small-town Canada to Playboy cover girl to star of Baywatch, where every week she'd wear a tiny red lifeguard swimsuit and sexily rescue hapless swimmers for millions of fans. And on December 31st, 1994, she's ringing in the new year from a corner booth at a VIP club in LA. Drinking, hanging out with her entourage, and then, suddenly, she sees him. Tommy Lee, tattooed, wearing eyeliner, and heading straight for her table.
That was the first time I'd ever had contact with him.
That's Pamela telling the story on a British talk show. And at the time, Tommy was in a slightly different place fame-wise than Pamela.
Welcome to the world of a Motley f- crew.
In the 1980s, Motley Crue was one of the biggest metal bands around. But by the mid-90s, they were kind of past their prime, and Tommy was less known for being a drummer than he was for being a bad boy, famous for trashing hotel rooms and having wild sex with groupies. But that night, in the corner booth, something special happened with Pamela. Something legendary.
He licked my face and I licked his.
He licked my face and I licked his. After that, a long tease. They go weeks without seeing each other.
I was absolutely over men. I was like, ugh, yuck, LA men.
Then, Tommy flies to Cancun, where Pamela is doing a photo shoot for work.
He called. I was in Cancun. I was checking my messages, and he goes, I'm on my way.
Stalkery or romantic, depending on how you see it.
I got off the phone. I talked to my girlfriend. I go, he's on his way.
Like, on his way up to your floor?
To Cancun.
No.
No, he's
flying
to Cancun.
That's so sexy.
And the next thing anyone knows...
Saw him. We fell in love. We instantly...
Like, instantly.
Instantly. 40 years later, we were married and we're most in love couple on the planet.
Wow.
One fateful meeting. 4 steamy days in Cancun. And Pam and Tommy landed back in LA, a married couple. That was the public version. The story they told on talk shows and in tabloids, it was one big public display of affection.
I think they came from the airport, like to my place, literally.
This is Garen Swing. He and Tommy were best friends.
We were always together. We were like inseparable.
They were fixtures in the LA club scene. Garen grew up around a lot of famous people. His parents were interior designers who decorated the Jackson family compound. By the way, Garen is sober now, but in the old days, after long nights out at the Playboy Mansion or whatever, Tommy and Garen and their friends would keep the party going at his art studio. And that's where Pam and Tommy pulled up in the limo, just after their trip to Cancun.
And I was like, what's up? And they're like, dude, meet Pam. This is my new wife. And I was like, hi. Now, I had no idea who she was.
In the moment, it didn't click. But right then, the fact that Pamela was one of the most famous women in the world didn't really matter. Because she was also just a newlywed, doing this totally normal, totally nerve-wracking thing. Meeting her husband's friends for the first time. Except, they're the who's who of the LA club scene.
So they come in, I'm like, hi. And of course, I had this book when you come in that you sign, like an art book. I say, here, sign my book.
So Pamela asked for a pen.
I looked around and I didn't see a pen. I go, sign it in blood. I hand her a razor. Pamela takes the razor and goes, whack! And just cuts this huge fucking like thing on her finger. And it's blood just, like, going everywhere. And she writes in like cursive, I love Tommy Lee, Pamela Anderson, across two pages. I was like, oh, fuck, you're crazy. And right then, we kind of clicked. So now Pam's hanging around, and we're one big happy family.
Pam and Tommy's life quickly became an endless pajama party.
They either slept at my house at the studio, or I slept at their house.
They'd have extravagant brunches.
They would drop, I don't know, $3,000 at brunch.
Or throw their own outrageous parties.
Then they had tigers come. This is just, I'm just setting up. This is not even the tip of the iceberg. Then we built a stage for like Guns N' Roses. I shaved my head, all my hair off bald. Alcohol was flowing.
Did my like, face in
flying
drag.
Flying to Vegas on a fucking Learjet and it's like doing
so
flips.
So you can imagine what could happen on the sofas like this.
You're going to get dressed up in a crazy outfit.
Some type of sparkler in my ass.
Just like the, out of our gourds.
Yeah, like we're not supposed to be doing this.
Just it's like a salad bar of drugs. And then we all went back to my house and continued partying.
There are a million bad ways to start your morning off. The no coffee traffic jam, the soggy morning jog, the why is the dog taking so long, just go already walk. But you can unleash your ideal day with a perfect shower using Method hair care products. Designed with high-quality ingredients, Method's new range of shampoos and conditioners will give your hair undeniable softness and shine. And hey, if you're a night shower kind of person, that's great too. Try Pure Peace infused with peony, rosewater, and quinoa protein. Or Simply Nourish, crafted with coconut, rice milk, and shea butter. Or Daily Zen, made with cucumber, seaweed, and green tea. Reconnect with the best version of yourself. Visit methodproducts.com to unleash your inner shower. Shop methodproducts.com.
Embracing nature is more than just going for a walk now and then. It's reconnecting with the elements. It's harnessing the power of natural ingredients. It's putting the earth first. For over 50 years, Nature's Sunshine has been sharing the healing power of nature as they work towards a healthier planet. Their manufacturing facility is 100% powered by sunlight, and they divert 95% of waste away from landfills. If you're looking for a sustainably made herbal supplement, you might want to check out Nature's Sunshine and their new power line. Power Beets are a superfood performance booster that can help enhance both performance and blood flow. And Power Meal is a satisfying protein-packed superfood shake that comes in sustainable packaging made with nearly 40% post-consumer recycled plastics. Now that's something you can feel good about. This Earth Month, you can enjoy 25% off your first order with code NSP. Just go to naturesunshine.com. That's naturesunshine.com and use code NSP for 25% off your first order.
While Pamela and Tommy were having endless fun, Pamela's manager, Ray Manzella, was having a headache. Ray was actually there the night that Pamela and Tommy met, that legendary face-licking New Year's Eve. And Tommy, never really won Ray over.
Okay, this is interesting. So now she's married to this guy.
When Pamela called him with the news about her marriage, he told us it felt like being electrocuted.
What the fuck? I mean, I couldn't believe this happened. So my whole life is flashing in front of me as far as taking a deep breath and trying to figure out what the next step is.
Ray managed blondes. Vanna White, Suzanne Summers, and Jenny McCarthy. Hot enough to lust after, but safe enough to sell kitchenware. And that was the kind of stardom Ray imagined for Pam.
She was a home run. I mean, she was someone you could market. She was, you know, stunningly beautiful and very charming.
Really kind of quiet and shy. Very just naturally beautiful and, you know, really pleasant to be around.
That's Pamela's Baywatch co-star, Nicole Eggert. On the show, Nicole played Summer, a young, hot student lifeguard to Pamela's CJ, a slightly older, slightly hotter, experienced lifeguard. On screen, the two of them teamed up for 90s feminist power moves.
Oh, Summer. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, you're welcome. Stop it!
Like in this scene, where the two of them take down a creepy dude by making him go for a run with them.
Starting with a 5-mile run up the beach.
What?
And Nicole, like pretty much everyone else who worked with Pamela, saw her on a path to good girl glory.
I don't have anything negative to say about her. She was not a diva or demanding or hard to deal with or any of those things. I didn't have that experience at all.
But then Tommy came along. And as Ray tells it, things changed.
Pamela sometimes wouldn't show up to work. I would get a phone call. Baywatch said, your client's not here. I go, what?
Ray says Pamela would leave their home for work. And then...
And Tommy would call her up. Baby, baby, I miss you. Come back. That kind of insanity. And she would make a U-turn and go back instead of going to work.
In an interview, Pamela once said that Tommy wanted her to wear a pager on the back of her Baywatch swimsuit. She said it had to be on call for him.
When they got together, they were like natural born killers. These two were like water and oil. It was a combustion. I mean, the lovemaking, the insanity was over the top. The fights were over the top. It was over the top.
And then there was the jealousy.
There'd be nights where Tommy would be passed out drunk. I mean, sleeping. That's fucked up. And me and Pam are still awake. And we're sitting across from each other, just talking all night. I'm like, here, come here, I wanna show you something. And she'd be like, I can't. I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, I can't leave Tommy. And I realized if Tommy woke up and me and Pam are in another room talking just innocently, that would not be a good look.
Fights, jealousy, swimsuit beepers, it all sounds a little dysfunctional. A few years later, in 1998, after they had two kids, Pamela would call the cops on Tommy and accuse him of kicking her while she was holding their baby. He ultimately spent 4 months in jail as a result of the incident. But in those early days, all most people saw was just over-the-top rocker behavior. The tabloids took pictures of Pam and Tommy and reprinted the story about Tommy chasing Pam to Cancun. They were the bad boy, bad girl celebrity couple. Pamela, in her skin-tight latex catsuit, blonde hair perfectly tousled over smoky eyes, and Tommy, leather pants, silver chains, and the faintest goatee. They were everywhere, holding hands, nuzzling necks, smiling out from a National Enquirer cover.
Does all the media focus, does it drive you nuts, or do you sort of enjoy it? You look like you kind of enjoy it. I mean,
I do.
And the details of their lives were everywhere, too.
You have swings in your house.
Yeah, there's a big giant one that's over the piano.
Like Tommy telling Conan O'Brien about their tricked out love nest.
And then there's one in the bedroom. It's called a Chinese basket.
I've heard of the Chinese basket.
And Pamela answering questions about family planning at a film premiere.
Are you seriously at the moment trying to get pregnant? And how many children do you want?
How many do we want, baby?
They were painting this vision. A vision of a wild, larger-than-life, rock and roll fantasy.
Basically the honeymoon that never ended.
People always say that around us that we're so in love.
You know, having like ridiculous fun.
And probably the happiest couple that they know.
They doled out tantalizing little bits of their personal life whenever they wanted. And the stuff that was actually private stayed private. Like their tight little parties with Garrett. No press allowed. Their wedding with just a couple friends. Or like a home video, filmed just for their own viewing pleasure.
Magic hour at the Lee residence.
When I finally sat down to watch Pam and Tommy's sex tape, I thought it'd be like every other celebrity sex tape I'd seen, with the fake feeling verite shots and then a bunch of obviously staged sex.
I want to go down and tape the house because it looks amazing.
But that's not what it was at all.
We're leaving.
In this scene, early on in the tape, we see Pam walking down a driveway, hanging out with a couple of dogs. It's sunset. And Tommy's on the balcony.
Oh my God, there's
hey,
a magic dog.
Growing a little tomato.
What?
Did you know that we're growing a little tomato? Look.
Where?
Tomatoes, right there.
No way. Yeah. You made those tomatoes?
The tape is over an hour long.
Yeah.
And it's mostly clips like this.
Hey, Lover.
Tommy shows off a rock Pamela found.
Yeah.
They go fishing, hang out in the bath. There's 20 minutes of badly shot footage of their wedding. In the last section of the tape, they're together on a boat in Nevada, surrounded by canyon walls.
We're surrounded.
Ready? I love you, Pamela!
Oh my God. Do that again.
I love you!
The actual sex part is only a few minutes of the whole thing. And the rest of it, it's all like that. Unpolished, uncool, so not silver chains and latex catsuits. And very, very clearly, not something they ever wanted to go public.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh,
yes.
Fuck, baby.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you so much.
And that, the I love yous, the post-coital cuddles, all of it, ends up in sex shops across America, right next to Buttman in Budapest and Sodomania 24, under the title Pam and Tommy Lee, Stolen Honeymoon.
I remember it being all over the press.
Which made people like Pamela's co-star Nicole, wonder.
Who did this? Like, who had access to this?
It took two decades for the real story to come out.
He went to steal the safe to mess with Tommy Lee's head.
That's episode 2 of Tabloid.
He had no idea that there was a tape in the safe.
Tabloid Season 2 is a production of Luminary and New York Magazine. You could find the rest of the series on the Luminary app or on their channel on Apple Podcasts. Our introduction was produced by me and edited by Kelly Prime. The Cut is produced by Jasmine Aguilera, B.A. Parker, Skylar Swenson, and me. Mixed by Alex Higgins. Our executive producers are Hannah Rosen and Nishat Kurwa. Special thanks to the team of Tabloid Season 2. I really loved working with you all in this series. We are a production of New York Magazine. Subscribe today to support their work at thecut.com/subscribe. I'm Noor Buzidi. Thanks for listening.
Celebrate Earth Month this April by harnessing the power of Mother Nature with Nature's Sunshine's new power line. From Power Greens with over 200 plant-based nutrients to support gut health and foundational nutrition, to Power Beets that can improve performance and blood flow. Not to mention Power Meal, which delivers plant-based calories from whole foods to help keep you both energized and feeling satisfied throughout the day. This Earth Month, you can enjoy 25% off your first order with code NSP. Just go to naturesunshine.com. That's naturesunshine.com and use code NSP for 25% off your first order.